Mike Pettine's philosophy of defense, in a broad sense, is what?
Well, I think you need to be multiple. I don't think you can line up in just one thing. You're in that chess match with the guy playing quarterback on the other side. So I think you have to be multiple. I think you have to be aggressive. I think you have to affect that guy, especially when he's throwing the football. But even before you get to all that, I think you have to build a great base of technique and fundamentals. Any playbook you have is worthless if your guys don't know how to release off of blocks and they don't know how to tackle.
This may sound like ridiculously simple or stupid, but consider the source. 3-4, 4-3, how does that work out?
Well, when people have asked me, are you 3-4 or you're 4-3, my usual answer is yes. we're multiple enough that we can play both looks. But that's really become essentially a moot point in the last 10 years because of the amount of nickel defense teams are playing now. Three wide receivers has gone from 300 snaps a year where it was really only third down and 2 minute, and now that's flipped where you get to, you know, look at the Detroit Lions. They're in three wide receivers virtually or more every snap of the game. So the league has totally changed that way. Your slot corner or your nickel, whatever you want to call him, he's essentially a starter. You have to treat him that way. That's a guy where you look as a – you don't just look at it as, hey, who in the corner room is going to play nickel? That guy has to be identified and is just as important a piece as most other positions. So that's an important distinction. When we do play base defense, we will be in some 3-4 looks and some 4-3 looks. I think that's the fact that we can have hybrid, versatile-type guys like a Clay Matthews and even a Nick Perry that we can kind of jump in and out of those. I think can work well for us and hopefully give offense some trouble.
When rumor was out there that you were coming to Green Bay, Rex Ryan, one of your former bosses, said you would be the best defensive coordinator in the league. Now, I know that's kind of hard to talk about, but where do you feel you're really strong? Why did Rex say that, Mike?
Well, that's typical. That is typical, Rex. I love him like a brother, and that's he's responsible for so much of my career development. Learned so much defensive football from him, and very thankful for all that he had done. And I don't know if I'm thankful for him saying that threw a big target on my chest. But I get it. I understand it. And I can't tell you just how thrilled. I am to be here and be a part of this organization and look to get rolling with this defense.
I also read about the kill philosophy. Keep it likable and learnable. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Likable piece is guys have to enjoy what they're doing. I'm a big believer in creating a great workplace environment. I had the first meeting with the defensive staff the other day and talked to them about my role, and that is one of the key things that I see is I want to create an environment where our coaches, when they wake up in the morning, can't wait to go to work. When our players wake up, they say, wow, I'm playing defense for the Green Bay Packers. I can't wait to get to work either. The learnable part is important, too, that I think I'm a big believer in the part-to-whole theory. So I think guys have to learn individual segments. So we teach them individual techniques, and then we build them together to form a functioning defense. So the learnable part, I think, is coaches have to embrace their role as a teacher. So, understand who your audience is. It's not what you know. It's what they know. And I think the great coaches are the ones that can take all that football knowledge they have and streamline it down for their players to be able to use it and help them on game day.
I think this was another comment I read from Rex Ryan, in that if you, talking about the guys, if you love football, you'll love playing in this defense. What do the guys love about playing in your style of defense?
Well, I think the aggressive part of it, that we're not going to wait for the offense to dictate to us. We hardly ever use the phrase read and react. We are going to attack your weaknesses. We're going to protect our own weaknesses, and we're going to look to to have a very aggressive mindset. Now, with that being said, it's not we're going to blitz every play. When we pressure, it will be very calculated. I've never been a reckless blitzer. It's always going to be based on scouting report information, areas of the field, what personnel grouping there is, what the down and distance is. But the players are going to enjoy it because I think we do a good job of mixing things up. It's just not the same 10 defenses every week, and things can get pretty stale pretty quick. That we, even if with a certain blitz, we might change up who's blitzing 1 week. So there's guys come into the room, you know, on Wednesday, always eager. Okay, what did you know? What did they change up for this week? What are we going to be doing? So, I think it's important for the staff to keep it light. You got to know when to work, and you got to know when to play. So we'll do some fun things with the group. We spend way too much time together for it to be all serious, all football, all the time. So we'll certainly have our lighter moments.
Last thing for you, Mike, and I know it's very early, but at this point, what do you think you got coming back defensively? How's that looking?
That's also part of our project now, is we're evaluating the roster. And the nice part about having a lot of carryover guys on the staff is they have intimate knowledge of the players that are returning. So that I'll lean on them heavy for their assessment. Certainly have my own opinions watching the film and be able to tie it in with their opinions. But there's certainly some pieces here to work with. I mean, I said it in the earlier presser that the cupboard isn't bare, but that's a big part of it. Identify the roster, build a depth chart, understand where those holes are, prioritize those, and hopefully share that information with coach and get it over to the personnel side.
Mike, thanks for your time and welcome to Green Bay.
Great, thank you.